Amen. You know, we're gathered together to glorify, magnify God, and our faith increases by the Word of God. So turn with me to 2 Peter this morning, just to build a little foundation in the direction that we're going today. Amen. You know, it's worship and praise has already set the atmosphere. It's already set our hearts. It's broken some stony areas so that we could be receptive to the Word of God. Amen? Amen. I don't know about you, but life's really busy, and we live in a busy time, you know? And there's so many distractions that are out there. But the Word of God says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 19, He says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Amen. And today our prayer is that God would be magnified and Jesus would be glorified and that we would get revelation and understanding. And as we have revelation and understanding, we'll have a deeper understanding of what's taking place in the world around us and how we are to react. Amen? Are you with me? So turn with me to 2 Thessalonians this morning. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church of Thessalonica. He was encouraged by them. He was encouraged that their faith was growing, that their love was abounding in the midst of trial and tribulation, and they were enduring. Amen? So look with me in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 2, and we'll start there. Grace unto you, or unmerited favor, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. And today I want to share out of verse number 4, where it says, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith and all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. The title of this morning's message is To Embrace Grace. Amen? And we're going to look at the patience, the persecution, and the perseverance. Are you with me? Can we all lift our word together and make a declaration here today? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word. You sent your word here today to accomplish something in this house. Father, I pray even now, Lord Jesus, may you speak through this vessel. May they hear from you and not from me. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's in the room. If there's those that do not know you, may this be the day of their salvation. If there's those that are here today that have drifted away, may this be the day of the return. And for the entire body of Christ, may we be united as one in you. I will never cease to give you praise and glory for all that you do in this house today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. It was kind of interesting because Paul's writing this letter. He's really excited about this young church. This young church that was facing some trials and some tribulations. They were going through some storms in life. Is anybody in here familiar with storms? Anybody possibly going through some storms in your life? Amen. God's here to speak to you today. Amen. The first thing he says is he respected them and gave them honor for their patience and for their faith. We know the Word of God declares that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So as his Word goes forth in here today, faith will increase. Amen. So look with me today as we look at patience at Ecclesiastes, and let's go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Now, I'll be all the way through the Word of God. If you got a sheet of paper and a pencil, you might want to jot it down. And once I get going, I'll get going. Hallelujah. The prophet Solomon, the Solomon says here in Ecclesiastes 7, verse number 8, he says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Amen. Ecclesiastes 7, 8 through 9. You know, sometimes the adversary has a way of painting pictures. And he paints pictures to you and I that our past looked better than it really was. Have you ever heard somebody say, oh, it was better before? And the adversary does that to deceive you. He's the master of deception. Amen. And he comes in to deceive. Amen. And, you know, the Bible tells you and I that we can, he says, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your anger or on your wrath. In other words, it's all right for us to get angry because that's a natural thing, but to take our anger out on someone else, amen, is wrong. Amen. So we're talking about being patient with what the Lord's speaking to my heart about is we live in a really sick world right now, and we're to love them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but would have everlasting life. God loves the sinner. He hates the sin. So what he is saying to us is we're to have patience. We're to have patience with one another. Amen. Turn with me in your Bible to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews 10. I'm going somewhere. Just hang with me. We'll go there together. Hebrews 10, verse number 35. It says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition. We are not of them that draw back to sin, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. He who has begun a good work in us is faithful to see it through to completion. God never starts something he doesn't finish. He is the author and finisher. God's at work in every last one of us. And nobody has arrived yet. We're all a work in progress. Hello? Amen? So as we see that, We're not to take things personally. Amen. Turn with me to James chapter 1. Verse number 2, the Word of God says, he says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. And in the Greek, this is in tribulations. Knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. In other words, there's nothing that's taking place that isn't for your benefit. You know, we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations brings patience, patience experience, experience hope. Hope maketh us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad upon us by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. Amen. We've got God. We've got the Spirit of God inside of us. So it knows that no matter what you're going through, it's just temporary. Hello? This too shall pass. This too shall pass. In other words, the Bible says without vision, the people perish. And if you can't get a vision of yourself coming out of your storm, you're going to walk around and stay in your storm. Catch a vision of the answer and walk towards the answer. Amen. Amen. We don't need to be stuck. Amen. God's already done everything he needed to do. For who the Son has made free is free indeed. And he didn't call us by ourselves, man. He gave us a helper. Amen. He gave us the Holy Ghost. And not only did he give us the Holy Ghost, guess what else he gave us? Each other. That's why he calls us a body. We're here to encourage one another, to uplift one another, to pray for one another. If two agree as touching anything they ask, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I see a storm, I'm looking for the rainbow. When I see the rainbow, I'm reminded of the promise. The rainbow is an ark of the covenant of the promises of God. Every time I see one when there's a storm, I know he is the answer for every storm that comes my way. So as we're facing these things in life, God says, be of good courage. Amen. I have overcome the world. Amen. Praise God. Secondly, in our text today, we're going to go through, he says it with faith and patience. The Apostle Paul, as he's writing this church, this letter to the church at Thessalonica, he was encouraged by their patience and faith. When? During their tribulation and persecution. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3 for a moment. Let's get a hold of this. So we don't want to count it some strange thing when you go through something. You know what I've learned? I want to be a quick learner. If I learn quick, the storm doesn't last as long. Hello? And 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 12, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Then all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is having patience during a time of persecution. And persecution is going to come to the body of Christ. We haven't witnessed persecution in the United States of America for Christ. Just because someone doesn't agree with us, that isn't persecution. Hello? You know, I use this, the Lord has called me to be a minister. And I don't use ministry for politics. There isn't Republican or Democrat in here. We're all unified in Christ Jesus. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. See, that's a divider. Our nation's divided. Our church is divided. And divided, united we stand, divided we fall. In other words, God wants us to be in unity. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse number 20. He said, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. Okay? This is two sides here. Amen? Amen? Here's what the Lord's speaking to my heart about. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. I hear all these speeches of condemnation in the world and coming from the pulpit and coming from men of God. And when I hear the words out of the mouth, I hear blah, 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 because it doesn't align with the word of God. I'm a follower of Jesus. Is anybody in the room a follower of Jesus? Hello? So let's look at Matthew 5, what Jesus says to you and I, his followers, okay? Matthew 5, verse 43 says this. He says, you have heard that it have been said that thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be children of your Father which is in heaven. He maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. He sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even publicans so? Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which in heaven is perfect. Yeah, you know, when we look at this, perfect comes from the Greek word teleos, and this word means to be complete, to be grown up. God wants you and I as his children to start acting like grown-ups. Now, that doesn't mean we can't be a kid. I'm a kid at heart, but we're to be grown-ups. If Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. If I'm just loving those that are loving me, is that really letting my light shine? But when somebody's coming against me and persecuting me and cursing me for Jesus' sake, and I love them anyway. Hello? Well, Pastor, I can't do that. Yes, you can. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. God, through his word, would never ask you and I to do anything that we could not do through him. There is not one thing in this word that we can't complete because he gave us the promise of the Father. He gave us the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are you with me? In these last days, I believe there's a move of God that's coming that's never been witnessed before in this nation. I believe there's an end time harvest of souls that's going to be like never before. I believe the winds of the Spirit are blowing, and I believe the heavenlies are shifting even as we're speaking. And when God says, let the church arise and let the enemy be scattered, love has got to arise. Love will cover a multitude of sins. Amen. Love, 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 love. We sing it. We jump up and down about it. Amen. But I can't believe it, Pastor. That person really offended me. I don't even like them anymore. Well, listen to me. Listen to me. The Word of God says to you and I as children, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I'm not in a battle with people. I'm not a battle. And I'm not going to put a face on it. I'm battling with darkness and spiritual wickedness. With darkness of this world. Amen? We just can't put, hey, if the church is going to rise, hey, it's got to be something that draws the world to the church. And we know what it's called? Agape love. Agape love. You know what agape love is? It's unconditional, unmerited, undeserved. We love them just because God is love. Amen? He loved me. He loved you. Why? Are you better than someone else? I'm no better than anyone. Amen? He says to me, he's no respecter of persons. Amen? And you know something about God? I don't care how much you serve him. He doesn't love you any more than he loves the wretches of sinners. There'll be a day when they'll answer for it. He loves the sinner. He hates sin. Amen? That isn't me crying. So Paul, he was excited. I guess we're okay here. He was excited about the church because their faith was increasing. Their love was abounding. It was coming outside of the doors. You know, it's just not about loving each other while we're here. Amen. And what he says is that they endured. In other words, they persevered. There was perseverance. Look with me in Matthew chapter 10. Verse 22. Are you with me?
Amen.
Jesus said this. When they sent him out as sheep among wolves, he said, "You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." In other words, he is the author and finisher. It's not how we start, it's how we finish. Here's something to get a hold of. We're all winners in Christ Jesus. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. In other words, if we're winners, we're winners. Don't you think if I'm a winner? When I played a little bit of sports, I wasn't really that great of an athlete, but if I played anything, I played to win. And you know what I had? I had a winner's attitude. As children of God, we need to grab that attitude that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Amen? That I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I can do it, man. I can do it. I can do this. I can do it. I can do it. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Amen. I get it. I can. I can. I can. I can. There ain't no T on it. Well, no, I can. I can. I can. I can. Sometimes you just got to speak to that thing and say, devil, get behind me. You don't belong in front of me. I keep my hand to the plow, not looking back. Amen. I'm moving forward. I don't know about you. Amen. God said he would take us from glory to glory, and I'm expecting some wonderful and some mighty things. Just as the Apostle Paul, see, he was excited about this young church because they had patience, even enduring persecution, and they were enduring. So look with me in your word to Hebrews chapter 12. Verse number one. Let me ask you a question. Your cloud of witnesses, are they in this room? Partially. But most of your cloud of witnesses are out there. You would be surprised of how many people are watching you because you proclaim to be a Christian, how you react. He says in Hebrews chapter 12, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Amen? So he encourages us what to do, all right? We're to persevere. We're to endure. We're going to finish the course that's set before us. So look with me in 1 Peter. Pastor, you use a lot of word. Yeah, well, word interprets word. Amen? First Peter chapter 1, verse number 13. If you're there, say amen. So to endure, he says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation, the apocalypse, the uncovering. In other words, God wants to reveal this to us. God is just not speaking to us for the sake of just talking. God is speaking because he has a plan. His plan is for our benefit. Amen? That he's got a call on every life in the room. And the call of God is without repentance. He loves each and every one of us. He loves us so much that he doesn't want to leave us in the state we're in. You know, he is God and he changes not. Times and seasons change, but he does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. His word doesn't change. There's only one thing that needs to change. That's you and I. We're not being conformed to this world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind that we may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Amen. God wants you to be successful. It's not a bad thing being a Christian, being a child of God. You're a child of the King. You're blessed. You walk in favor. God loves you, and he's not going to change his mind concerning you. He says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to your former lust and your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. In other words, when I was a sailor, I talked like a sailor. When I became a child of God, my mouth changed. Hello? According to his word, right? Because it's written, be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass your time sojourning here in fear or in reverence. So in closing today, what is God saying to you and I, his church? Turn with me to Revelation chapter 3. Hallelujah. Do you realize that? I want you to get a hold of something. God is love. So love heals sickness, heals disease. Love will bring you out of every storm. Love. We're to love one another as Christ loved us. His love was sacrificial. The ultimate sacrifice. He loved us so much. He paid for the price for our souls on the cross of Calvary. And if I have the Spirit of God, I have the Spirit of love. You hear what God's saying? And what God is saying to you and I, that no matter what's coming our way or no matter what you might be going through, He's growing something in you. And the thing that the adversary meant for evil, God's going to turn around and use it for His glory and for His honor. Because there's something that's being grown in you and I, which we could have only got by what we're going through. But the key is, when I go through this storm, to keep my eyes upon Jesus. He never made me strong enough to fight it by my own. But when I start trusting and believing in Him, I find out He carries me through every storm. He says in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 10, and closing today, He says, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." He says, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take your crown." Amen. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Lord. We're grateful that You sent Your word here to accomplish something in this house today. The word of God declares, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Maybe you're here today and you have